USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Severe weather is in the forecast for parts of the Midwest and Northeast today. The National Weather Service says there are increasing threats for thunderstorms and heavy rain as far south as Tennessee. Meantime, several tornadoes were reported on Saturday across Colorado, Iowa, Illinois, and Nebraska. A congressman is threatening to defund the Department of Justice and Department of Homeland Security. Republican Chip Roy of Texas, speaking with the media on Sunday, says he doesn't intend to take money away from the agencies, but he also says he does not want to give them a blank check until President Biden tells Congress how he plans to restore the DOJ and secure the border. Roy accused the Biden administration of weaponizing the Justice Department. The reigning two-time defending champions have been eliminated from the Women's World Cup. The United States was sent home following a penalty shootout loss to Sweden in Melbourne, Australia yesterday. Following a scoreless regulation, the U.S. was outscored 5-4 on penalty kicks. After three straight makes to begin the shootout, the United States missed three of its next four. The loss marks the worst finish for the Americans at the World Cup. The previous worst finish was third place. Presidential candidate Donald Trump was on the campaign trail this weekend.
Sick, what's going on? Have you ever seen anything like what's going on? I mean, I never heard the word indictment. Then all of a sudden, over a period of a couple of weeks, you get four indictments.
Former President Trump speaking in South Carolina Saturday night at the Silver Elephant Gala. This comes after speaking in Montgomery, Alabama Friday night after his third indictment.
We need one more indictment to close out this election. One more indictment, and this election is closed out. Nobody has even a chance.
I'm Laura Winters.
Thanks for listening as we get this Monday underway. Well appreciated. We are USA News.
The biannual blowout is just a week away, and we've got a lot of work to do.
Keenan's Rug Emporium is rolling out a Labor Day bonanza.
We have that flatweed shipment coming in.
He needs 10 new sales associates as the crowds loom large.
Someone run a spot check on all the Moroccan 8x10s.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Three people are dead after two firefighting helicopters collided in midair in Riverside, California. The crash happened around 7:30 last night. The three people who died were a Cal Fire division chief, a Cal Fire captain, and a contract pilot. One of the two helicopters that collided did land safely. The other helicopter went down, killing all three people on board. This all took place near the site of a 20-acre wildfire that erupted about an hour prior to the crash. The deadline by the Regional Bloc Economic Community of Western African States, known as ECOWAS, was yesterday for Niger's military junta to reinstate the country's ousted president. But the West African Regional Bloc that has threatened a military intervention faces prominent appeals to pursue more peaceful means. The July 26 coup adds another layer of confusion to West Africa's Sahel region that's struggling with numerous military takeovers. Simone Biles is back. The Olympic champion made her return to competitive gymnastics on Saturday in the U.S. Classic in Illinois. It's her first competition since 2021. Biles performed in four events and landed the highest overall score of the night. She beat several of her former Olympic teammates and easily qualified for the Nationals later this month. It is National Lighthouse Day as we celebrate the structures that have comforted travelers throughout the centuries. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this